Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Daniel understood by books. By studying, that's what it means. He knew that they will not remain in Babylonian captivity forever. He studied and he discovered. Study, church. Study. Tap your neighbor, say study. Tap three people around you, say study. Shake them, shake them. Well, shake them. Shake three people, say study, study. Hallelujah. Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. Daniel knew there was a condition that reduced them to what they were, slaves. And there was a prophecy that was fulfilled. And he went to look for that prophecy that Jeremiah gave in Jeremiah chapter 25. And where he prophesied that they will be in captivity for 70 years. And by books, he began to calculate. By the time, hallelujah, listen very well. Amen. Amen. By the time Daniel was studying, listen very well. Hallelujah. Something made Daniel to begin to study. That thing that made Daniel to begin to study is an anointing. Until that anointing comes, he was just like all other Jews, enjoying themselves. But there is an awakening anointing. And that awakening anointing is the bride's anointing. And that awakening anointing is called the latter rain. The latter rain, known as the bride anointing, that I call the Issachar anointing, it is a knowledge-based anointing and not just a service-based anointing. There is an anointing that comes upon you and you pick microphone and you enter street and you begin to fast and you begin to pray and you begin to conduct open church and begin to do crusade and do everything because of the anointing that is upon you. And then that is anointing for service. And that is what the Pentecostals all are baptized with. But the bride of Jesus Christ is not just a service-based anointing. It is a knowledge-based anointing. Why is it a knowledge-based anointing? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it enables you to know how to serve God acceptably. It's a knowledge-based anointing. He understood by books. Because remember that obedience is better than sacrifice. That is why the denominations are guilty. They are busy fasting. They are on 70 days, 100 days fasting. They are opening up branches everywhere, producing ministers everywhere, crusades everywhere. That is service. That is sacrifice. But God is looking more at your obedience. Because you can serve God, but it may not be according to His will. You may be doing God a service without it being His will for you to do what you are doing. Hallelujah. And nobody pleases God by serving Him. Nobody is pleasing God by doing anything, because remember, He's the master builder. He has the blueprint. And so, only Him can engage you to join in this building that He's building. And when He engages you, He tells you exactly what to do. When you are supposed to lay block, you may be going there and digging. You are not supposed to dig. You are supposed to lay block. That may be the reason why He called you to lay block. You are there busy digging. You are out of His will. In fact, you are even destroying the building. Therefore, it's important for you to know that the anointing, therefore, is a home-going anointing. It is a home-going anointing, the bride's anointing. It's a home-going anointing. It is what we call the rapturing faith. The rapturing faith, the bride anointing, the Issachar anointing, the bride anointing is the rapture faith, the rapturing faith. It is the faith that takes your mind to the home, that makes you to be hungry for home. Prepare yourself for home. By the time Daniel caught that revelation, that it remained only 2 years by the time it occurred to him. It remained 2 years. 2 years for the 70 years that was determined upon them to be fulfilled. He knew that after that 70 years is complete, which will be completed in 2 years' time, he is expecting that something will happen that will send them back home. And what was the response? He started prayers. His spiritual life changed. Hallelujah. And let me just quickly drop something here. Amen. We said the times and the season, the signs of his coming. Praise the Lord. The time, the season, the sign of his coming. Listen very well. This bright anointing, please listen to what I want to say. I said, are you hearing me? Listen to what I want to say now. Boboye, are you hearing me? Thank you. Because you are always sending messages on WhatsApp so that you will send the correct message. Listen, it's a revelation I want to give you. And whether you catch it or not, it will not change. But you need to know so that it will help you. Israel was in Egypt. And when it was time for them, for the prophecy to be fulfilled, the period that was given to them, that was prophesied to their great-great-great-grandfather, Abraham, he said, "For your children shall sojourn in a strange land." And it was to last for 400 years. And after 400 years, that he will come and deliver them. And after that, he will judge that nation. It's a type of the children of God that is on this earth. After he comes to deliver us, he will now come to judge this earth. After we go in the rapture, he will come here and judge this earth. But watch it. I said the bride anointing is an unusual anointing that if you are not part of the bride, you are not knowledgeable, you will miss it. Now listen, when it came to a time for them to be delivered, what God allowed them to reach, one of the signs, one of the evidence, he made the Egyptians to increase the problems of the Jews. It was God that did it. He made them to increase their problem. Church, one of the signs that you will know it is homegoing time is that God will make us to be uncomfortable in this earth. That will make us to cry, "Lord, when will you come? Lord, when will you come?" It is also called the bride anointing. It is also the rapturing faith. That suddenly, everything around you become uncomfortable. When you begin to see these difficulties all around you, even though you are trying your best, you are living a Christian life, you are trying your best to live a life pleasing before God, you are fasting, you are praying, and you know you have the Holy Ghost, you see vision. Anytime you pray, God will tell you, "I've had you, my daughter. I've had you, my son. But things are getting worse." It is the bride's anointing. It is homegoing anointing. It is an anointing to make you look up. The anointing that makes you see there is nothing attractive anymore in this world. "Well, Father, when will you come to take me home?" When it was time for the children of Israel, who were in captivity in Europe, to come back home, he first sent the fishers. He first sent the fishers. I think that is Jeremiah chapter 16. He first sent the fishers. And that was the Zionist movement. We know the history. They were going and then, you know, appealing to them. Look, let's go home. Let's go home. It just suddenly came within that period. Like Daniel, suddenly, some group of people just woke up and said, we should not be here. It was not them. It was the Spirit of God doing it. It was that is a homegoing anointing. Hey, I don't know if I'm saying something. Then why are you not responding? Hallelujah. Because I said there will be persecution. There will be persecution. It is homegoing anointing. Praise God. We are preaching now. We are preaching now. That is the fisherman. That is the fishing anointing. That is the Zionist movement. Appealing to people. Give your life to Christ. Stop all these things. Stop it. You are saying, hey, Abel, leave us, John. Abel, leave me, John. Do you know how many factories I have? Do you know how many houses I have? Do you know how many shops I have? Do you know I'm an international? Do you know? Hey, we will not be here. This world is not our home. I beg. I know. That is fishing time. When that didn't work, and the time that God has set is at hand, He changed it from fisher to hunters. What is a hunting? Hunter, a hunter does not appeal to his prey. It's point and kill. Point and kill. That was why he raised Hitler. And the whole target were the Jews. Gather them in the Holocaust. I have visited one of the places. I went there with Uche. Also Uche from Germany. It's just around. Wave them. Wave now, Pastor Uche. Hallelujah. That's Pastor Uche. He just sneaked in. We were surprised. Just see him this morning. Amen. Together with you, we went to where they were dealing with those Jews. If you go there to see what fellow human being would do to another human being. Is where they will melt the human being and take their fat. Very horrible. It's not even something to imagine. And why was God doing that? By the time the trouble was so much, they seized their factories, seized their money. They were running and hiding. By the time it reached that stage, you sure know. When they say, let's go home, they will say, I beg, which motto? Which motto? Which motto? Everybody began to cry. And it was within that period that God activated Ezekiel chapter 37. Shall these bones rise again? All glory be to God. And then life came back to them. And they went back to where they are today. Therefore, when we say the bride's anointing, I want you to understand it now. It's not just only knowledge-based that enables you to take a stand. For those who will not take a stand by knowledge, He will send the hunters. So get ready, and we shall experience that before the rapture. That is certain. Condition that will come, it may not be anybody killing you. We are not ordained to go by killing, but by difficulties, by frustrations. Nothing will be working for you. You'll be begging to eat. For no reason, everything will crumble. So that thing that is hindering you from serving God, it will become secondary. So that thing that is making you behave the way you behave in the things of the Spirit, come to church. You come anytime you like. But when it's time for your business, you arrive before the time. A business appointment, now you go reach first. But appointment with God in fellowship, in worship, you come late. When that time comes, you'll be the first to be in the church. Because that's the only place you'll receive some momentary peace, relief. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The bright anointing is the kind of knowledge, reaction, response that we have. In Israel, there was the Jubilee ordinance that you can keep a slave in Exodus chapter 21 and many other scriptures. You are to, if you buy a Hebrew slave, it has to be Hebrew. Hebrew slave, if it is some Philistine slave, no problem. The Lord doesn't cover them. For this rapture is only for God's elect. If you buy a Hebrew slave, that means a seed of God can be in slavery. Hallelujah, can be in difficulty. That's why you are a slave to that witchcraft. You are a slave to that sickness, to that demon husband, demon wife, yet you are filled with the Holy Ghost. It's possible. If you buy a Hebrew slave, according to the ordinance, you may keep him only for 6 years. The seventh year is declared the year of freedom, otherwise known as Jubilee. Then imagine that you are a slave and you have counted. And it is now six, you are entering the sixth year. That type of feeling that you have, feeling of freedom, is called the bride's anointing. It's called the rapturing faith. It is a home-going anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But this anointing, only the wise shall understand. I want you to take note that in Matthew chapter 24, where we read last week, verse 3. Let's read it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, they came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the sign of the end of the world? But I want you to take note, hallelujah, that they were asking him privately. In chapter 23, he was preaching to the multitude. He was saying, telling them how the city will be destroyed, the temple will be destroyed. And on several other occasions, he says a time of vengeance because they receive not the time of their visitation. And told them all that will take place. But he left it there and came to only the elect. He came privately. Take note of that. Privately, they asked him, when shall these things be? Only the elect will have this knowledge. Only the bride will have this knowledge. I didn't say only Bride Assembly Church will have this knowledge. There are people that are in Bride Assembly Church, but they are foolish virgins. I'm not talking about Bride Assembly Church in Lagos. I'm talking about the bride of Christ, a spiritual body of people that understand the times and the seasons. Praise the Lord. Heaven-bound people. And this knowledge is not for all. It is only for the bride. So that you will understand, why will Jesus Christ be speaking in parables concerning the church? Concerning God's divine agenda for redemption. Everything that pertains to redemption is spoken in symbols. What happened that gave birth to the situation the whole world is today in the Garden of Eden, he spoke it. The revelation there is in symbol. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. Tree of life. Which one be three? Which one be three? And the earth, which one be eating? Why not say exactly what happened? The what reduced man to the estate that we are in today, not all should know. And how the matter will be concluded in the book of Revelation again, they are in symbols. They are in symbols so that unless he comes and decodes it for you, you only be a religious Christian, not a revelated Christian. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so everything is spoken in the crusade in parable. But when he's alone with his disciples, he begins to give the interpretation of those parables and leave the rest to give their own private interpretation. Why can't he just say, go and baptize in my name? He said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He wants to achieve something because he knows he's talking to two vines. There is the false vine and the true vine. He knows later on, when he's alone with them in the room of revelation, he will now expose it to them, because the false vine have no time for revelation. They have no time for Bible study. Today is Sunday now. By this time now, they have already had the fourth or the fifth service. Because they have nothing to tell them. If they have something to tell them, then that time, they will have needed more time than the time they are located for that. They don't want to waste the people's time so that they will come and go. The next people come, take your offering, one small 15 minutes exhortation, motivational talk, and the people are saying, oh, well, the church service today was so wonderful. What was it? They spoke that we shall be successful this year. 21 principles for success. Wow. So today, we take one. Then the next Sunday, for 21 Sundays, we'll be taking one after the other, one after the other. For 21 Sundays, what topic? 21 secrets of success. And because who no one succeed? Who no one succeed? We want to make it. Who wants suffer? So everybody is going there. So today he took one, and it lasted 5 minutes to finish that one. Next Sunday we'll finish the other one, another 5 minutes, and then we dance, and then we take our offering, and then we minister anointing. Some are falling down, some are standing up, and then, oh my, second service, can we start? Take your tithe and your offering, and there you go. You went to church. He that wandered out of the way of understanding. The Bible says, that person shall abide in the congregation of the dead. So what is our concern now? Is that question that says, what is the sign? What shall be the sign of thy coming? That is our concern now. That's why I say it's a Bible study. That is our concern. Because the next thing in the agenda of God now is the bridegroom about to come to collect the bride. That's what God was showing Timothy in that revelation. He is ready to come, but they don't seem ready to receive me. Those that are supposed to be the bride, they don't seem ready. That is why I brought your attention to this fact that don't allow God to use force to get you ready. Because he must come according to his agenda. There is nothing we will do that will delay his coming by 1 second. That warning he's given Timothy, he is preparing us. Say he has used fishers. You don't want to listen a bit? Very soon, the hunters will soon appear. He is ready, but are we ready? With the type of lifestyle we are living, are we ready? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And in verse 4 of Matthew 24, this was the first sign he gave us. Matthew 24 verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And if you read it all through up to verse 26, all he's saying there is the first sign of his coming will be deception. There will be the spirit of deception in the church of Jesus Christ. there will be deceit, deceit, false anointed ones, false Christ shall appear, false teachers, false prophets. If there is any age that has produced this, it is this age that scripture is fulfilled. The second sign that he gave us is from verse 27 and verse 28, Matthew 24. That is the second sign. For this is how he said, the sign of his coming. He said, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And he added verse 28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. The light of the gospel, revelation of the light of the gospel, is what it uses another terminology he called the carcass. And it's talking about how the gospel will move from the east, Jerusalem, in the east. And it will travel like the sun moves to the west. And this gospel has already moved and entered the seventh church age. It ended in the West America. So that sign is fulfilled. And every time the light moves, the eagles, another word for the bride of Christ, they will gather because they always eat fresh manna. Anytime the light moved, they moved with it. Anytime the light moved, they moved with it. That is another sign. He gave another sign in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 24. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. For what? For a witness unto all nations. It's not necessarily for conversion, because everybody will not be converted. While it will convert some, it will be a witness against them on the day of judgment. You will say you didn't hear. And then shall the end come. If the light has traveled from the east to the west, and we establish that, then certainly this gospel of the kingdom has been preached to all the earth. Can't you see that the coming of the Lord is at hand? Science has made it possible through the internet now that no nation can stop the gospel from reaching their nation. They have no power over the airwaves. Praise the Lord. So right now in Saudi Arabia, in India, in all those places where churches are forbidden to be established, God is connecting his own through the internet. Even now, they are watching us around the world. Oh, would you clap your hands for Jesus? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Sign number four. That's in Matthew 24 and verse 32. Matthew 24 and verse 32. Let's read it up to verse 35. He gave another parable. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. It's a parable. He says it's a parable. Then he says, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors, the coming of the Lord. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And verse 35, the certainty, heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my words, these words he has spoken, shall not pass away. My emphasis is this generation. That fig tree is Israel that stands and begin to bear leaves, green, life has restored again, as Ezekiel 37 says. Life has been restored. Hallelujah. Her independence already established. Her flag, the Star of David, is hanging there in Palestine today. The nation has come. The economy has stood. They're a nation now. And that started from 1948. He said, when you see Israel stands as a nation, and they have come to fulfill prophecy, and they have come to receive their Messiah, when you see them stand, then know that the coming of the Lord is at the door. I'm answering, what is the sign of thy coming? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The generation that shall see Israel stand as a nation, that generation will not pass. It will be in the time of that generation. Amen. That the Lord will come. And we are that generation that is witnessing Israel stand as a nation. We are that generation. And therefore, this is the generation that Christ will come for his own. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number 5. Amen. Oh, I didn't call them number by number. Shall I start again? Just remind you. Eh? I should go on. I said number 1 is deception. And I gave you Matthew 24 from verse 4 up to verse 26. You read it there. I said number 2 is verse 27 as light. Lighting from the east even to the west. And number 3, the gospel, verse 14. Gospel preached to all nations. Number 4 is verse 32 to 35, Matthew 24. Parable of the fig tree. Israel standing as a nation. Now number 5 is verse 36 to verse 39, Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 36 to verse 39. He said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So let nobody tell us he's coming tomorrow, he's coming next tomorrow. But this is a sign. But that is a sign. That is the season. The sign. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, married and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they know not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So he gave you a picture of Noah. Hallelujah. He gave you a picture of Noah. The days of Noah. The same setting will be just before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the rapture. Noah was preaching up and down, telling them, the Lord will destroy this earth. 120 years, we are told. They were mocking him. They were living their life as if the word of God will not come to pass. Enjoying themselves, marrying and weddings and enjoying themselves. Until Noah entered the ark. Amen. And this same thing is going to happen at the coming of the Son of Man. We are preaching now. They are looking at us. We look at some odd people. Very, very odd. How can you dress like this? Sister, how can you dress like this? Brother, you mean you live your life? No woman? Brother, you live your life. You know, you drink alcohol. Come. Whoa. How do you enjoy your life? Man, look. Enjoy your life. This life. Enjoy it fully. Enjoy it. Okay. Enjoy it. Very soon, fire will fall. In the days of Noah, it was water. God used as a rainbow. to let you know he has sworn he will not use water again. But he didn't swear he will not destroy the earth again, because this time it's coming by fire. They are looking at us now as some old people. But very soon, as Noah entered the ark, so shall the rapture strike. And then judgment will come upon them. It happened in Genesis chapter 19. Yes, from verse 1. Praise the Lord. Listen, we know the story. It's a little long reading, but let's catch the picture. Let's catch the picture. Before I continue reading, listen very well. Sodom was known. The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were known for their abomination. Their abomination, the life of deviance they were living. They got so godless. So godless. Anytime I come to this, fear catches me in my inner man. The certainty of the destruction of this world with fire. Sodom and Gomorrah is there for us to learn something from. All of a sudden, the whole world, they are promoting gay, lesbianism. They call them LGBT, lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual, whatever they call it. Transsexual, whatever they call it, LGBT. And they are even having constitutional rights. Governments are allowing man to marry man, woman to marry woman. You are saying, hey, do you know the latest now is that man marries animal. Woman is marrying her dog. You are laughing. I saw another, is it man or woman, that married a tree. And they conducted wedding. That is the estate of the decay now in the society. Before man. Before you reach that stage, there had been already the ground that was set for godlessness. They had already committed all other abominations. They have put God behind. Now is the same thing that is happening. What is happening? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Man is now standing before his maker and saying, there is no God. We are atheists. They say, we are atheists. There is no God. That was the estate. The last one it got to, that moved God to say, no, this thing cannot continue, was when it reached man marrying man, woman marrying woman, he stepped down. He stepped down. He stepped down. And he came. And this is the stage. Church, God is stepping down now. Because he will not allow this to go further. You have not heard of the attempt of scientists to clone a human being? Because they say there is no God. Therefore, they want to create a human being. They are starting that technology by what is being promoted now, known as artificial intelligence, AI. They are now producing computers that speak, talk. They talk. A computer, a robot. The study of robot, robotics. Hi. He will say, hi, I like your microphone. No, you want to say, maybe the program microphone. That's why. Then you bring money. Say, is that Naira? You know, say, water don't pass Gary. They are moving somewhere. They are moving somewhere. The whole ambition of man is to create man because they don't believe the story of creation. They want to find solution. How did man come about? There must be an intelligence that created this machine called a human being. It has an intelligence. It has this, has that. They have started with robots. Then they went to cloning. They are cloning. You know that even plants, they want to create plants. They want to create their own plants that will grow. That will grow. They are doing it. Don't listen very well. People don't understand the story of the Tower of Babel. People don't understand the story of the Tower of Babel. You are thinking that it is one building that we are building. That we are building. That we are building. So that they will go to heaven. So God is saying, if you don't stop them, they will surely reach heaven. Where is the heaven? Where is the heaven? People don't understand the story of the Tower of Babel. He said, if we don't stop them, nothing will stop man from achieving it. What he's actually speaking of is man wants to play God. What heaven is doing, they want to do it also. This is the time the Tower of Babel is being built. When they are coming now to creating man and creating plants and creating fruits and creating everything. That is the Tower of Babel. If God doesn't stop them, they will achieve it. They will achieve it. That is the Tower of Babel. And people are not catching what is happening. And God came and confused them. But when man decides to do anything, nothing stops him. Only God is omnipresent. But how omnipresence of God is, have you seen it now in internet? Have you seen it with Google? Is there anything you want to find out that Google will not give you answer? Is there anything you want to find out on earth that Google will not give you answer? Can't you see where man is going that God will not allow them go ahead? Are we not worshiping now at the same time with people connected to us online? In real time, we are seeing each other. It was, when it was telephone before, it was a wire. Wire. All these was what you, they just met GSM. They don't know how this GSM you are putting in your pocket now came about. It started with wire. Wire. Connecting everywhere with the whole world with wire. Even with the Atlantic Ocean, you have to cross it with wire to be able to talk to Europe. That time there's operator. You call operator and say, please call this number for me. Hey, ra 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 ra. Go come out one wire. Put it somewhere. Then he will call you. You are connected. Then you say hello. Then wire. Then amen. The same thing with the radio. Before, they call it Morse code. That's what the military were using, Morse code. Bam, 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 bam. If you put on your radio in those days, you'll be hearing bam, 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 bam. Signal codes. Every bam, 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 bam means something. They are communicating. Bam, 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 bam. Then it changed to voice. You can now hear ourselves with the voice. Then it moved to television. You will not only hear the voice, you will see the picture. And now, it moved to internet. As I see you, you will see me. Can you give me video call? Okay, now. So are they not coming near to the omniscient and omnipresence? Is Google not omniscient? Is Google not omniscient? Is internet not omnipresent? So that you will know that the Tower of Babel that man is building, God must come down and destroy it. If not, they will forget God totally. Praise the Lord. Let's read on. Which verse am I, sir? And there came two angels to Sodom at evening, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto this man do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. That is, you that you are a stranger here in Sodom, you want to be our judge, you want to tell us what to do. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed so upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lord said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? A little one. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted. He said, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Can you see that God will not destroy this world until he has taken us out of this place? we are the reason why this world is still as it is now. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and towards all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And if you catch what we are saying, two angels, and I want to emphasize something here. From one story, you can have different applications. I have thought before that these two angels, I was repeating what William Branham said, that they were the blinding angels, like the denominations. That there were three angels that came. One stood with Abraham. Two went to the city to blinding them. And we liken them to the denominations that blinding the people that will be destroyed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But I have another application, and I think this is more appropriate. Amen. These angels went to do two things. These angels went to take out the bride of Christ out of Sodom before destruction. And these same angels again blinding the same people that were to be destroyed. Therefore, if we apply that strictly, Pastor Francis, teachers, so if you apply them as just blinding angels, and you say, as we always re-echo, that they were the leaders of the Pentecostal denominationals, Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. Billy Graham told the evangelicals, and Oral Roberts told the Pentecostals. Now if you apply it like that, then you may not get the proper picture. The reason is because it is those same two angels that brought out Lot. Shall we stand up? Hymn number 198. He's coming soon.
Who we are.
Our redemption is nearer than where we began. Nearer. It's nearer. Hallelujah. You better take what you are hearing from this platform seriously. And don't think, hallelujah, that I'm making any special claim. Listen very well. These things that I preach here, they are revelations from above. But why are you the one receiving this revelation? It's not because you are the most senior apostle. Are you not the leading apostle? Are you not the chiefest apostle? Nothing like that. The only reason God is giving me this revelation, that me myself, that is correcting the teachings I've taught before, is because He has found a man that has a platform that is reaching out to the whole world. God will not give you a revelation where you have only 20 people to talk to. God will not give you any revelation that you have no means of reaching it out. Only you and your family in the house. God does not invest like that. But why are you the one in the among all the enter message? Is there any enter message church you know around the whole world that own a television station where they pay millions of naira every month to preach this enter message? This is the only ministry with it. That is why we call this place the lighthouse, where the light of the gospel is shining to the whole world. We are light bearers. Hallelujah. That's the only reason. All of them collect their tithes and their offerings and go and build their houses with it, their pastors. But God found a man that his heart is more on the gospel, more on preaching the gospel, more on it. Therefore, he qualifies. The same thing that qualified Gideon, the same thing that qualified David to be selected among those children of Jesse. I'm just telling you, so that you will know that you are in a program of God, that God connects you to this ministry. And don't be like Lot's wife. You have come out now so far. Don't look back.
take what we're saying here seriously.
I'm telling you.
If I tell you how some of these revelations come to me, it will shock you.
Praise God.
Let me just tell you something. Do you know, as I was preaching here now, that was when he ministered to me the meaning of the Tower of Babel. I have never thought of it before. It was as I was preaching, it came, wow. And I found myself, I was hearing myself talking. I was hearing myself talking. So you think that I went and read and studied and then I'm repeating, I saw some, he spoke somewhere. I've never seen it anywhere before. I've never had it anywhere before. So that you will know which ministry you are under. Praise the Lord. He's here himself. He's here himself now. Now. Hallelujah. He says in Luke 21, he said, when you begin to see this, all these things come to pass, he said, look up. Your redemption is near. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for him. It's a great privilege we have that God can select a place in Black Africa like this, where he's telling the whole, they are all confused, but unknown to them, God will move ahead. Hallelujah. You're not ready to move with revelation, you will move with those who have revelation, so that you stop playing church. The bride of Christ should rejoice because our homegoing time is at hand. Hallelujah. Rejoice. It's not to make us look sorrowful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we were inside Ikoyi, I will never mention prison yard again. That's where big men stay. In Nigeria, it's Ikoyi. Only big men stay. That's where our colonial masters were living. That's where Dodan Barak was before. The president of Nigeria was living in Ikoyi. I was living there too. I lived there for some time. Just, if you go where I was living, there's a fence that separates us from the president's house. Very secure. We were very, very secured. You cannot come to me anyhow that time. Praise God. Praise the Lord. There's a song we used to sing. One day, we shall go home. In the name of Jesus, we shall go home. That was the best song we were singing that time. Although we were in Ikoyi, it was not our home. We are in this earth, but not of this earth. One day, one day. One day, one day. And did I not live? And I went back home. Praise the Lord. And it was a very beautiful time. While I was longing to go home, the accommodation that Air Force gave me, while I was under arrest, my wife, they had to relocate to get another house. And I didn't know where the house was. I didn't know how the house looked like. But because I was so home-minded, God gave me a revelation, a vision of how the house where they are living, that he will release me to go to. And when my wife came to visit me, I was asking her, is the house like this? Is this furniture like this? Is this one like this? Is this one like this? She said yes. Hallelujah. And that is how we are. Those of us, the rapturing faith gives you a picture that Apostle Paul saw. And he could say, eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. He said, neither is it put in the heart of man what God has prepared. He saw something. He said he was caught up to the third heavens. And what he saw, he said it's not lawful that he should say it. There's something glorious that is waiting for us there. Can you see why we must rejoice? Hallelujah. He gives you this revelation so that you will push ahead. All that picture of rapture you saw,
All that picture of heaven you saw, all those heavenly visions you see, is to make you be more heaven-minded. So that whatever situation you are going through, for you to know, we shall soon go home. Praise the Lord. Therefore, we will rejoice. We will rejoice. Hallelujah. That of all the people on earth, he found me. What? In fact, it's not even found me what. You talk of what. I was not worth anything, so it's not what. It's a great privilege. Why he loved me, I don't know why. I don't know, I can't tell. Why did he choose me, I don't know why. This great privilege I have, this opportunity, I will not lose it. I will exploit it and make sure this heaven, I will be there. So the bride of Christ, we are always rejoicing. That is the joy of the Lord.